Good morning, compadres. You guys are all doing well. Had a wonderful weekend. Ready to kickstart your week. This weekend we did an escape room with my team over at the Sperling, and it was quite the time. If you haven't done one, it's fun. I am completely useless at them, which I do love puzzles, but turns out my love for figuring things out does not turn into a skill. Figuring things out. I also stayed up way too late last night watching my Steelers lose in a late night game. So that was fun. That was a good choice in hindsight, staying up for that. But as we move on, I wanted to kind of talk about today. I titled it The Struggle of Wanting to Do Nothing. And it is real. And this is something I've struggled with the last couple of weeks and months as I've come off track with my life, and I just don't want to do anything extra. What does that mean? I don't want to, I want to wake up, I want to eat, I want to go to work, I want to hang out with friends and all that, but extra things. So things that you're working on to improve, such as going to the gym, working out. For me, it's writing, producing content for all you for educational purposes. I just have no desire. And the thing when you're in this situation to understand is do what you can. So go back to your base stuff, your daily stuff that you need to get done, but also realize take a smaller step towards it again. So back step. You might have been in a really good groove working out, and now you're not. So do the smallest step to get started again. Because how motivation works is motivation does work by you just waking up and one day wanting to work out or wanting to write and sit down and write something. For the most part, it doesn't. Some days you are. You're super motivated. You're inspired to do that. That's what you want to do and you do it. But most days you need to get a little bit of movement going, a little bit of inertia going. What does it mean? Show up to the gym and actually start moving. Once I start moving, I feel a little bit more motivated. It felt good. It's easier to do it the next time. So I build up momentum. And the same thing with writing. Writing is something I don't want to do some days. And you start down, you start doing it. You just do a little bit. You're like, I'm just going to write a sentence. And that sentence turns into a page. And it feels great. So understanding that motivation, you don't just wake up with it all the time. It's very rare to. A lot of times you have to do a little bit to prime the pump to get it going. So when you are struggling to want to do anything, do the smallest thing that you can. Pick the smallest thing that you can control and go after it. So that's going to be the kind of way to get out of these slumps if you find your self in one. Pick one or two things to focus on and then just do a little bit of it and you'll find that it rolls into you doing it consistently for at least a period of time. And then you start the cycle all over again. So that's what I have today, talking about motivation and struggling with wanting to not do anything. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. I will see you all next week. As always, please check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com and have a good one. Boom.